Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
It's a doubleheader. Monday, Monday, Monday. Or something like that.
I either need more or less coffee.
Let's go with more.
Okay. So, if you heard our last episode, sweet. And you know, it's a twofer today. If not, go back and listen to it when you're done listening to this.
Yeah.
Because it's Ms. Marvel, and Ms. Marvel's awesome.
Ms. Marvel is awesome.
But this thing happened while we were gone, because you were sick, where there was, like, a ridiculous quantity of news that came out.
Well, yes. It was the last week of July, and now that it's back to normal world times, that means San Diego Comic-Con.
Ooh.
Which is basically the nerdiest nerd convention that ever nerd convention.
And you've been.
I did go once, way back in 2008.
Yes, and you got me Tinkerbell wings that I still have, and you wore them to Disneyland.
I did do that, yes. But no, Comic-Con's a big deal, and it was back in person for the first time in a few years.
And we weren't well, I don't know about you, but I wasn't expecting tons of Disney info here because D23 is coming out here in September, like right away.
Well, in 2019, they specifically said we're scaling way back on our Comic-Con presence because we have our own convention that we can control from start to finish. And
exactly.
We don't need Comic-Con.
Exactly.
Well, Disney's so big now, they need to release news at more than one time, so they went big at Comic-Con again.
Well, did they go big? Like, what are they holding back?
Well, that's the question.
Because, oh my goodness.
But we will talk about that as well.
All right, before we get to that, Brandon, nerd thing? Part two?
Well, we did watch a live stream of Comic-Con leading,
yes, we did.
Leading to this, which was watching people reacting to Comic-Con news, because we're that nerdy.
Yeah, that was really fun, actually.
It was
not
really
gonna
fun.
Lie.
It was really fun. But the other thing is, I'm almost done the Star Wars game.
Ooh, that's fun.
I'm on the last boss. Mm-hmm. It is hard.
Yeah.
Turns out Inquisitors are no joke.
No.
I've killed a couple, but...
But they're pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you liking it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cool. Would you recommend others play this?
Yes, it's got a lot of Star Wars lore and stuff, and it is tied to the movies quite a bit, so it is canon, I believe.
I think so. Well, I mean, they even have Cal Kestis as a legacy lightsaber available at Galaxy's Edge now.
Which is kind of cool. A little tough, because in the game you, like, make the lightsaber look however you want, but I guess they just, like, the default one is what is, like, his canon lightsaber, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, not important, but yeah, no, it's a good game. Star Wars fans, a lot of people might have to play it on the easy mode because it's
pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of the Dark Souls games.
Yes, I have, actually.
Widely renowned for being extremely difficult and frustrating. This was kind of modeled after that. It's got the same kind of play style. And it's not easy, but fun. It's fun.
Okay, cool.
Makes you feel like a Jedi. You get more powerful and start force choking guys. Well, force grabbing guys and stabbing them with your lightsaber and stuff. Yeah, it's fun. No, it's good.
Okay. And also, I like DB.
DB is an awesome droid.
Yeah.
He's right up there with R2 now.
Oh, wow. That's saying something. Not C-3PO?
C-3PO is
It's amazing. Seriously underrated.
No, he's
amazing.
Useless. He's useless.
No,
he's funny, but
he's
useless. No, BD is just awesome and cute and not useless. Oh. The opposite of useless.
My nerd thing, well, like we said last time we went to Hamilton, but my other nerd thing is I am currently kind of obsessed with pitch meetings on YouTube. Have you, like, if you haven't seen these, you should, because they're really funny.
Yeah, so it's in the kind of the same genre of honest trailers and how it should have ended, and it basically just makes fun of movies.
Yeah, which I'm into.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that. I'm going to go with that. And then my other nerd thing is I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
What?
Well, I have another island now.
That was my shocked Pikachu face.
Oh, was it? Can't see that. We're not. Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well, since our last episode is now over, I've switched. It's a new episode, and I'm no longer drinking just coffee.
Oh.
It's a Canadian holiday, so I'm drinking a very Canadian drink.
Oh.
It's a Clamato Caesar.
Mmm.
Sriracha flavor.
Oh, man. When, like I've mentioned before, that my school's involved in like this exchange with Finland, and when the teachers came, we always try and give them Canadian things. We were explaining what a Caesar is, and they thought we were making it up, like, to punk them. Like, there's no way this is a thing.
Yeah, so if you don't know what a Caesar is, it's basically like a Bloody Mary, but instead of tomato juice, it's Clamato juice, which is tomato juice with clam juice in it, which sounds gross.
It sounds
pretty gross, but it tastes good, and they're spicy, and I like spicy things, and they're delicious, especially in the morning.
Hmm.
Okay, it's a classy brunch drink.
It is a brunch drink, yeah. Give me a mimosa any day.
I also like mimosas, but they're not spicy, and I felt like spices.
Okay, well, happy Canadian holiday. Random Canadian holiday, then, with your Clamato juice.
Too civic.
Holiday-ness.
Yeah, okay.
I'm drinking black coffee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't like Clamato juice.
No, I do not. I do not at all, because
very un-Canadian of you.
I know. Actually, and it was apparently invented just near here in a nearby city in Calgary, where we went and saw Hamilton.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
There's some conjecture there.
But yes, that is the home of the Caesar, and I will stick to it.
Okay, so normally now we do like Marvel updates and then into the news, and then
let's just do a quick, we're counting down to She-Hulk that's coming out at the end of the month, and I Am Groot is streaming now, you said?
Oh, later this week.
Later this week, sort of, in
a week and a bit, on August 10th, it comes out. So not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday following.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, that looks fun. There was a trailer, and it's very cute. If you haven't seen yet, you should go see, because, yes, please.
Okay. Yeah. And so this whole episode is going to be news, but let's do a news section that's non-Comic-Con related news.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good idea. Okay. So D23 rumors continue.
Lots of rumors. I'm seeing. So there was lots of announcements at Comic-Con, but it was all Marvel focused.
Yes.
And they also left some holes. So I've heard some rumors on more Marvel announcements happening at D23.
Okay.
Lots of Star Wars stuff's going to be coming.
Yep.
And then theme park stuff.
Lots of theme park stuff,
Tomorrowland is high on the mm-hmm. possible rumor mill. So People Mover, maybe.
Yeah, we...
Space People Mountain refurb. Mm-hmm. We... Launch Bay, just demo.
Yep.
We don't know.
We hear lots about that, and those rumors are continuing. The newest one I've heard is actually about the upcoming Haunted Mansion movie. Rumored for the Hatbox Ghost is apparently going to be a character. And it's going to be played by Jared Leto, according to this very strong rumor.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part's going to be like when he's like, it's hatboxing time.
What?
I'll explain that joke to you later.
Okay. So D23 rumors, I'm very curious about all the parks info for sure, but
yes.
There'll be lots, which again, like I'm saying, is like, man, if they were pulling back from Comic-Con, what are they still have to... come out.
Well, it makes sense. They went all in on Comic-Con with Marvel stuff,
mm-hmm.
because that's obviously comic related, and so it ties in really nicely, and that works really well.
And then they'll just save everything else.
They announced a lot more stuff than I was expecting.
Yep, which we will get to.
Whew.
Okay, other news. A whole lot of new merch has come out to the parks. Halloween, tons of Haunted Mansion stuff, which actually looks really cool. Cottagecore Princess, getting on that bandwagon train. And there's a Bruno Spirit jersey.
Those are words that you can use. I don't know what they mean, but...
But okay. Do you know what Cottagecore is?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the Disney princesses are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, okay. Anyway.
And a lot... there's a Bruno Spirit jersey, so we're talking about him again. Looks really cool. Has a big hood, so you can...
Oh, it has a hood!
Yeah.
Great. That's actually really awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. Then the submarines have now officially reopened, and super fun. Looks, I don't know, I want to ride the subs again. Don't need to, like, ride them more than once, but I definitely want to ride them again.
I don't really care to ride them more than once, but I am glad they are back, because having a big wall there was lame, and seeing the... bright yellow boats traveling around is just that more of that kinetic energy that we keep talking about. Tomorrowland especially needs.
Yeah.
So,
and it's actually really cool seeing, you know, with the Matterhorn in the background and, you know, the monorail goes over top of, like,
it's a cool walkway thing. To Fantasyland that cuts behind Matterhorn between the sub lagoon and Matterhorn was absolutely horrible with those walls up.
It's true.
Now it is, like, way better.
No, it looks so good. So, you know, that's really exciting. Even if you don't like the subs, just for, like, the energy of Disneyland. The arc reactor tiles at Avengers Campus have now been uncovered, speaking of cool things. So these were covered up. They were having lots of kind of problems with them, but now they're all refurbed.
At that entrance? Mm-hmm. Oh, they were uncovered when we were there.
Yeah, I think it was like a month, 6 weeks or something. They were covered up and they were trying to fix them, I guess. But
too many people running to...
Yeah, don't run.
To Cars Land.
Probably.
Is the problem there. Yeah.
But anyway, they're uncovered now and they look great. Their cars on the road between recording our first episode today and this one, Cars on the Road has been announced. That's that short.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's announced for September 8th, and there's like a teaser and stuff like that. Okay. Up now? Yeah, like, I'm not a massive Cars fan, so like, whatever, but it might work as like little shorts.
The third movie kind of saved Cars for me because like the first one was okay, the second one was really, 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 really bad.
Yep.
And the third one's like, okay again.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know. This might actually work as a series. But
yeah, whatever. We'll see. It's good for the kids.
Yep. If you're a Cars fan, go for it. And then I've got one more big news. Oh, sorry.
You have one more big news?
Yeah, big news. We just watched the Andor trailer.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about Andor for a minute.
Okay. I just want to know your initial reaction because I didn't ask you.
I am skeptical of this show. It's tough because... You know how his character arc ends, and that never usually leads to great storytelling.
I don't know. I liked Obi-Wan, and I know how his character arc ended, so...
True. True. It looks like they got a really big budget for this. Like, there was some impressive scenes in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the political thriller intrigue angle does seem like it could be fun.
Okay.
So, I'm maybe a little more excited for this now.
Cautiously optimistic?
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm ridiculously excited.
Yeah.
But I love Cassian so much.
And I do believe this is, like, fully on board for 2 seasons, 12 episodes each season. So that's a lot of content compared to other series that we've been getting that are 6 episodes long. So, yeah, we'll see. If it's plotted out and has a good overarching tale... And it explores the Star Wars mythos a little more. That's fine by me.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I'm optimistic that's what that's going to happen. That it's just, this is the start of the rebellion. This is all these different things. And, it's not just one storyline.
And the time period it's set in, you can have all sorts of crazy cameos. You got Bad Batch happening at this time that we haven't seen.
I know.
Rebels happening at this time that we haven't seen. And I do think there's some Rebels connection in this one that I've heard.
Oh, we better get our butts in gear then.
Yeah. We're almost done Clone Wars, then we can start Rebels. Okay. Yes, no, Andor looks really cool, and I like Star Wars, so...
I'm, like, ridiculously excited for
it. I'm not even upset that there's, like, doesn't seem to be any traction on making another Star Wars movie, because they're going... All in on these Disney Plus series. And
although, who knows what will come out of D23?
Yeah, there might be something. We got a... Rogue Squadron needs an update. Is that canceled? Is it going ahead?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm fine with Star Wars as a series format. I think it lends itself to it pretty well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And then the other news that I wanted to talk about... Mm-hmm. The Disney Wish has started sailing.
Yes, that was almost my nerd thing, actually.
Yeah, so we've watched a few videos on that, further detailing some tours of it. It looks absolutely fantastic, very modern.
But also, like, a very cool classic cruise ship feel to it.
Yes, so the Disney Cruise Line has always tried to embrace the, especially on the exterior decks, kind of that classic ocean cruise liner style. This still has that on the outside. Inside, it's quite modern, especially the buffet is very modern styled.
Marceline is named after.
Yep. And then there's lots of themed restaurants.
Yeah.
So you have a Princess and the Frog bar. You got a Star Wars bar. Then you got a dinner theater themed to Arendelle.
Oh, that looked really cool, actually.
That looks really cool. Yeah, and then there's a Marvel dinner theater that we haven't seen. And I don't know if I want to spoil it, honestly.
Okay,
I don't know. It looks cool. We saw the inside of the restaurant, but not any about the food or like what the experience is like. And then there's lots of kids clubs and
see how you feel
and things like
on,
that. Yeah. And if you won the lottery, you can order a $5,000 drink at the Star Wars bar.
Yep. Okay, so when you said that, I was like, what? But there's more to it than just a drink. Not that that, like, it's still ridiculously expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy. It's actually four drinks and a bottle of wine, and it's delivered to you in the ice cream maker, the ice cream maker safe.
Yeah,
And you don't get to keep that, though.
That's too bad. You should get to keep that.
For $5,000. $5,000. Yeah. Anyway, it comes with all that, and you get a bunch of Star Wars swag, and you get, like, extra perks on the ship and stuff like that. And you get four tickets to go tour Skywalker Ranch afterwards.
Which is pretty cool.
So, like, I don't know. If I won the Powerball or
whatever,
you might consider it, because I would love to tour Skywalker Ranch.
Well, that by itself, because that's not open. It's not something you can normally do, so it's quite exclusive. And I'm like, yeah, if you had like a lot of money laying around from something like winning a lottery.
Yes, you would have to be extensively rich to have $5,000.
Yeah, whatever.
$5,000 US. that can buy a lot of other vacations. So yeah
exactly. But pretty cool.
Lots of cool stuff. And then of course the first Disney attraction at sea.
Yes.
The Aquamouse, which is, of course, styled after the other Disney ship's water slide that was called the Aqueduct.
Which is a better name,
but yes, this one's Mickey Mouse themed, and there's videos inside the tube and stuff. So it's an actual attraction.
Yes.
Quote unquote. So yeah, I want to go on the Disney Wish. It is quite expensive.
Yes.
But it looks really cool.
I really want to go on the Disney Wish. And honestly, I think we will. But I think it's going to be a few years.
Well, you got to get your... you got to figure out if you can handle an ocean cruise.
Yeah, I've never been on an ocean cruise and I do get motion sick. So we're going to do some practice runs, I think.
Yeah, something cheaper.
Yeah, something cheaper to give her a go, first of all. But I would love to go.
Okay, any more non-Comic-Con news?
No, I think let's do this. There's lots of Comic-Con news. So let's do this.
Disney A News Update.
Comic-Con! Okay. I'm just practicing my announcer voice. I don't know.
You scared me.
So, if you don't know anything about Comic-Con, it's a comic book convention, hence the name. Started quite a long time ago. And it's at the San Diego Convention Center. It's kind of a big deal.
Okay, yeah.
It happens every year at the end of July, except during pandemics when people are not allowed to convene. But yeah, it's huge. They take over the entire convention center, and there's lots of different panels. But the big, big deals happen in what is called Hall H, which is the big main ballroom, and it's huge. And you stand in line for hours and hours and hours. And then you get to see one panel, and then they kick you out. when I went, I didn't go to Hall H. I went to a whole bunch of different panels.
Right.
And I'll just give the little anecdote that my favorite memory from that Comic-Con was I went to this random panel, and it was about, like, a Spider-Man game that was coming out for PlayStation 2 at the time, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
It was for a Spider-Man game, and it was, like, very small room. There was, like, maybe 40 people in this room. Tiny room, no lineup to get in, and then in walks Stan Lee. And everyone's like, wait, what? And he's just, he's sitting there talking about Spider-Man and all this stuff, and a little kid comes up, and because it was a Q&A thing, and they're like, oh, Stan Lee, I love you, and I drew you this picture, and he's like, okay, come on up here, kid, and he sat him on his lap for the rest of the panel, and it was wild, and like, so there's the small parts of Comic-Con, and then you have Hall H. And we're going to talk about Hall H today, but...
Yeah, but that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because he wasn't announced, you said, or anything. Like, I think he was there for Hall H.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh, I had some downtime, and
he's like,
Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man. And
Yeah, his kid got to sit on Stanley's knee.
And as you can imagine, Stanley was kind of like royalty there. Ooh. I mean, he was royalty lots of places, but especially Comic-Con.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He could do pretty much whatever he wanted, anytime he wanted, however he wanted.
Yeah, how fast did your jaw hit the floor? Like, what?
It was pretty crazy. So that's really was very cool. Fortunate.
That's a pretty great, actually, like, not just Comic-Con memory, but like just nerd memory in general. Like,
no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk Hall H.
Okay, so Hall H this year, Disney/Marvel won,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Definitely, yep. Mm-hmm.
The day before, DC had their panel, or Warner Brothers, uh-huh. And they had their DC...
And that was funny.
They showed a Shazam 2 trailer,
yep.
Which looks...
Yeah, it looks fine.
Pretty good.
It looks fun.
And then they showed Bad Shazam, Black Adam.
Okay, yep.
A trailer for that.
Yeah.
I think The Rock was there.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Rock's cool. I like him.
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
That was, uh-huh. And then the next day happened. And DC went, come on.
That was kind of mean. Yeah. No, DC's having trouble. So we'll hope they figure their lives out.
I hope so. I don't know. But so let's just talk Marvel, shall we?
Yes. So Marvel Hall H and...
So I kind of have, right now while we're talking, we have a couple things that we're referring to. One is the official Marvel Studios Instagram page, because it's the order that things were announced in. And then we're also going to be looking at overviews of the phases, because...
Phases is the key.
Exactly.
There. I went and lost my image.
That's okay. I'm going to start talking because we've got, the first thing that we talked about was the I Am Groot.
Yep, okay.
Was talked about. And they, it was
so,
a
yeah,
new poster.
Right now we're in phase four.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Groot is part of phase four, I guess.
Kind of. It's like an offshoot, but technically it's part of phase four. Spider-Man Freshman Year. So they had the animated one the day before.
Right, they did have a special
animated. So they had I Am Groot, they had the Spider-Man Freshman Year, What If Season 2 was also announced.
Oh, yeah. What If is cool.
Yeah. And we definitely had, you know, like was very obvious. Captain Carter is going to be a big focus of that one.
We're getting the missing episode from the first season.
Yes, yep. Which we
figured, yeah.
Yeah, but makes more sense. And X-Men 97. First look at that. So that is going to be streaming fall 2023. Sorry, I should have been announcing this. So the first one coming was I Am Groot. Spider-Man Freshman Year is an original series streaming 2024. We just had the year.
And so that's Spider-Man focused, but apparently Daredevil's in that as well.
Really? I didn't know. Oh, yeah, no, we did look at that. Yeah, so that's interesting.
Which is cool because Spider-Man and Daredevil have an interesting history together in the comics. They hang out a lot because they're both in New York and both kind of street level ish.
Yeah.
They fight the Kingpin a lot together.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
What If Season 2? That is coming early 2023. And then, like I said, X-Men is fall 2023.
And so, yeah, all this animated stuff is kind of like phase adjacent.
Exactly.
Not really.
They enhance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just fun.
Okay. And then.
So.
Hall H
the next day, Kevin Feige walks in doing his best Steve Jobs impression. It's basically like an Apple product announcement.
Well, he comes in and everyone just freaks out,
yeah,
of course,
he's
right?
Got his black baseball cap on and he's being all Feige-y. And he announces that the next movie to come out is going to be Black Panther.
Yep.
And everyone knew that already.
Of course.
And Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Yep.
And he says, and that's going to end phase four.
And we're like, wait, what?
I'm pretty sure literally someone shouted out, wait, what?
Yeah.
So that's when the surprises started, because we didn't know, like, they kind of said that they were doing away with the phasing structure, but apparently not, because they went all in with the phasing terminology again.
So we have... She-Hulk is coming next, and then the next thing is Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, in November.
That's it
for phase four.
Okay. And phase four, it has been said, is just the reaction to the snap and then coming back.
Yeah, dealing out with the fallout from Endgame.
Okay. So this is like, whoa, apparently now we're at the end of phase four, almost.
Yeah. And so then they started the announcements.
Oh, boy.
So they said, okay, phase five.
Okay, let's do this.
Phase five is going to start with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which had been announced before, but we didn't know it was part of phase five.
Right.
And they're going to have... One of the main villains in that is going to be Kang, which
we knew
before.
That was coming, yeah.
That's when Jonathan Majors was announced as being cast as Kang, and then he showed up in Loki as a surprise after that. So there's this whole thing. But then they also announced that MODOK, another famous Marvel villain, is going to be in this movie as well.
That's kind of cool.
So, yeah, it's interesting. You'll see how the villains play together.
Oh, and there's a poster was released.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In which... Scott Lang's daughter, Cassie Lang, is going to put on a suit.
Yep.
An ant-type suit.
Yep.
Apparently her superhero name is Stature.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah. I guess because of the sizing.
Anyway. So
another young Avenger, yeah. Basically. They're just keep bringing in the youngins, the youths.
And you know what? I'm going to say, when they started doing this, I was not excited about that. I was like, oh,
It was a risky call.
But they've been doing well with it so far.
Every single one is awesome.
Yeah, I really, like they're just cool characters. So I'm like, okay.
What's the worst young Avenger type that they've introduced?
I can't even think of a bad one. No. It's like, nope, I'm going through them now. And I'm like, Yelena, no, she's awesome. And
Yelena's
Kate
the best.
Kate Bishop is like
Kate
awesome.
Bishop might be the worst, but she works so well with Yelena that it's like... I want to just see them have a Thelma and Louise road trip movie or something.
Crossover with the Cars show that's coming.
So,
and we've talked about Kamala Khan being just freaking awesome. And, yeah. So, anyway, this whole new generation is actually great. Young Cassie coming up now. All right. So, we have...
So, Ant-Man that's going to be a big deal. Kicking off a phase. Introducing Kang proper.
Yep.
We saw him in Loki, but this is going to be Kang. Like,
yeah, Kang the Conqueror.
He's going to be conquering stuff. Mm-hmm. They played a clip of it at Hall H that is, you can probably watch a leaked version online. I haven't bothered to. Cell phone video of a trailer. Yeah. But in it, apparently Kang is talking to Paul Rudd's character, Scott Lang. And he's like, oh, you're an Avenger. Have I killed you before? Is his big line. And woo, oh.
That's very cool.
Multiverse, all this stuff. And the cool thing about Kang is you can have the Marvel villain problem where you just kill him off in one movie, but his whole thing is there's like unlimited numbers of him. So you can kill him in every movie. He's always going to come back and be better.
Yeah. He learns from the way you killed him last time.
Yeah. He's a multiversal villain that like is keenly aware of his variants and like, no, like,
oh, that's so
yeah
cool.
it's very strange because he's master of time, so he can travel between dimensions and time and just learn from himself.
Oh man. Okay.
And,
so
and he's in the comics anyway, he's a descendant of Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic.
How
these
multiverse,
they had children and they
but then he went back in time because like Reed Richards
no he exist. So he the original Kang is from the 31st century or something.
Oh,
and he's like
okay,
a descendant.
I didn't know original Kang was from that, so,
yeah,
okay.
And then he goes back in
back in time, yeah.
He goes back in time and becomes a pharaoh.
Yeah, well, that's what I was like, I knew he was a pharaoh for a while, so like that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, so this is super
comics are weird, so
yeah that's fine. I just was like trying to follow him. That's cool. We should probably spend some time talking about Kang, hey? Maybe throughout Ant-Man and so on.
Yeah, well, so basically the idea is that Kang is going to be the new big bad.
Yeah.
Thanos-level threat.
Mm-hmm. Or bigger.
And, well, yeah, it's always got to get bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at least the one that we know of. I have my fingers crossed for another wrench in the machine, but we'll get to that.
Yep.
So then shortly... After that, because that Ant-Man Quantumania is coming out February 17th, 2023. So
okay.
early 2023. Mm-hmm. They are really expanding their release windows. Like February used to be a dead month for movies.
And now Marvel's like, yeah, we can do it.
People will come see it. I don't care.
It's true. I will go see that. So they're not wrong.
Yeah.
And then, of course, especially with, well, quite frankly, COVID release schedule threw everything out. Like, if people are going to go to the movie, they're going to go to the movie no matter what. Like, it's not, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Theater going has changed.
Disney can make their own release dates, yeah. And they just need a little bit of room for their other films, and
yeah,
they can release whenever.
Yep, okay, so we have February. So
basically, your only dead movie month now is January.
Yeah, for this type of movie, yeah.
For any type of, like, January is when you release bad movies. Mm-hmm.
Well, but
for now.
But in January, you often have awesome streaming stuff coming out. Well, okay, I don't know. I got WandaVision in January, so it's...
Right. Well, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So, speaking of streaming, the next thing to come out after that is mm-hmm. just with a vague spring 2023 is Secret Invasion,
okay.
which is mm-hmm. a series, and we still don't know when it takes place, but it's going to be kind of a street-level spy thriller with Nick Fury and probably some Skrulls and stuff like that. So... I'm looking forward to that one.
I think that'll be fun.
I do like a good Sam Jackson
mm-hmm.
going all
Sam
badass.
Jackson-y.
Yeah.
But yes, we don't have a specific date or anything on that one.
But spring mm-hmm. 2023, that's all the stuff is coming up so fast.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're excited for this one?
I am. Yeah, I am. Well, they have this question that's been left unanswered now for, well, months or years, right, about the Skrulls. What and who and huh? And
and like Nick Fury was up in space and he was having Skrulls impersonate mm-hmm. him in that last movie, the Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I like the idea of like having the like big overarching things, but at the same time, there's all these like smaller threat. Well, I don't know if the Skrulls are a smaller thing, but you know, like smaller stories going on at the same time. I'm interested. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Who's a Skrull? You never know.
And I like when they do these series as different genres.
Yeah, me too.
So you have WandaVision exploring sitcoms and like a sitcom parody.
Loved it.
And then you have Falcon and the Winter Soldier being like Lethal Weapon buddy cop type thing.
Well, you had Moon Knight was almost straight up horror.
And Moon Knight was pretty horror-y, and then Hawkeye was kind of like diehard Christmas action.
And then you had Ms. Marvel be like
young adult teen rom-com type of thing. So yeah, I like it.
Me too. And I think that we don't know how many episodes that is, do we?
No, they haven't announced. They've only announced one series episode length because it was quite newsworthy.
Worth mentioning.
We will get there. Yes.
But I like that these series give them the chance to explore these different things, and that because certain character stories will lend themselves better to different genres.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to more Nick Fury like he was in the Winter Soldier movie,
mm-hmm.
where he was just like...
Straight up.
I'm just Nick Fury,
yeah.
And I'm a bad MF.
Yep, that's basically Nick Fury / Sam Jackson being the same guy.
So, that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
right.
May 5th, 2023, so shortly after spring, maybe overlapping, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yes. And I'm scared. I'm so scared.
They also played a clip of this that is not not available in official
mm-hmm,
format
mm-hmm.
or anything like this in Hall H. They had the whole cast there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all talking about how emotional it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the last movie that James Gunn does for the Guardians. And a lot of the original team are not going to be around anymore.
They're going to kill people off, and I'm really worried about it.
There's going to be at least one major death, I'm pretty sure, the way it's all lining up.
Someone said, well, like, they won't all die. It's like, that means some of them all. Like, that's how that is phrased. But this follows Rocket's story, largely.
Yes, they're looking at Rocket's origin. You're going to find out a little bit more about how he became the unique... interesting trash panda that he is.
Oh, I love him so much. I'm not going to be okay watching this movie, am I?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little bit upsetting.
I cried
but
in
enjoyable.
Guardians 2. Like, I'm not going to be okay in this.
Yeah, this is going to be, it's going to be more Yondu.
Oh, gosh. Only worse, because, like, it's going to be one of the main ones. I'm not going to be okay, but I'm also, like, looking forward to it, but, like, with much trepidation.
So, yeah, hopefully they cap off that trilogy.
I hope they do it justice.
the first Guardians is one of my favorite MCU movies.
Yeah,
just,
that's fair.
Like,
it's
as
so
a standalone
good.
Thing, it, mm-hmm. it was really, really, really good. So mm-hmm. that's cool. Excited for Guardians. We got to see them a little bit in Thor. Not enough.
No, not enough. But the part we saw was good. I'm scared. Okay, all right. So, after Guardians 3.
Okay, and then we're going to have a busy summer again next summer. We had a busy summer this summer.
Yep.
We're having a busy summer next summer.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with Echo.
Yep, I'm excited for this.
So we met Echo in Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting her own series.
Yep.
Confirmed to come back. Vincent D'Onofrio as
Kingpin. But the shooting.
But he got shot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's back. Anyway, and probably also Daredevil.
That's cool.
I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Daredevil, we should probably see lots of him, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. He seems kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's a good lawyer.
We didn't talk about the She-Hulk teaser trailer that...
Let's pause and talk about the She-Hulk.
Pause.
Okay,
Daredevil aside, so they released that new trailer for She-Hulk. And at the very end, we see a red dude flippy-dippy in with his little batons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it stops right before it gets to his face. But yeah, when we see dude.
So that's awesome because he's a lawyer and she's a lawyer. And it's a lawyer comedy.
Yeah.
It's like Ally McBeal with superheroes.
But what's cool is we didn't see, like, we saw Daredevil. Like, it's Daredevil, not Matt Murdock.
I'm interested to see how they play with that because they're doing a whole dichotomy of how she just wants to be a lawyer, but she has this Hulk problem. And she's trying to embrace, she's trying to do everything, and it's an interesting allegory for, like, career women.
Exactly.
And all that stuff on top of it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking for...
Me
I'm,
too. I think it's going to be a fun one.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope it's good. Yes, more Daredevil.
More Daredevil. Okay, so now, fast forward again, let's skip past the rest of Phase 4, because there's not much left. We're back to Echo. Daredevil's probably going to show up.
Kingpin, definitely. She's got lots of ties to Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be cool to see. And then the other streaming show, that's also summer 2023, so they're going to be kind of like back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Loki Season 2.
It's very exciting.
I'm very curious to see where they go with Loki Season 2, especially after we see Kang in Quantumania.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to be going on, but like the main cast is back. And yeah, wow.
Wow. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what the heck they're going to do with this.
And then the movie in summer 2023
is so busy.
The Marvels.
Oh, I'm excited. Do we have a date on that, or does it just say summer?
The movie has a date.
Okay.
I've noticed
most of the movies have dates.
July 28th.
Okay.
Yes. The movies, they're like, this is the weekend we are releasing.
Yeah. Which makes sense. They have to,
They kind of stake their stake in the ground, and they're like, this is our weekend.
Yeah.
And like, back.
Everyone else can.
Back off.
Yeah. Release during this weekend at your own peril, quite frankly. Yeah.
Absolutely. You can squeeze in some counter programming or something, but don't. Yeah. It's not a great idea.
We're saying they're staking their claim, but actually, it's almost like a service to everyone else being like, just know that if you're released now, you're going up against a Marvel movie.
So, yeah, we're going to get to see where Kamala Khan got teleported
to. I'm excited.
Get to see Monica Rambeau come back,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna be like girl power.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Cosmic stuff going on.
I'm excited.
Maybe some mutants.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Well, yeah. And speaking of mutants, there is some conjecture. We briefly talked about Black Panther. That the trailer for that is awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I know that's in Phase 4, but the last thing they did was show the trailer, so I think we should talk about that at the end.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because I think that's its own thing.
We're coming back to Black Panther.
Because I feel like that's its own thing.
Which is why they capped it off. And I mean, it is the next big movie.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing. It is the finale of Phase 4. So even though we're now talking Phase 5, and we're partway through Phase 5 now, but I feel like because they capped it off, let's cap it off as well. Okay, so after Loki Season 2.
Then we have...
Oh, sorry, Loki Season 2, and then the Marvels in the summer.
Yeah,
so then
that's summer. Then fall. We're into fall.
Yep.
2023.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the Ironheart series.
Yes, and she'll be introduced prior. We can say this part. She's going to be introduced in... Wakanda Forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she's in the trailer for Wakanda Forever. She is from the comics. She's actually in the Spider-Man ride.
I was going to ask you if that was her.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So This character, Ironheart, is kind of like a spiritual successor to Iron Man. Mm-hmm. She's like a technical genius, but she's, I guess, going to be involved in the Wakandans somehow, but she's going to make her own Iron Man type cool. suit, but there is an Easter egg of her in the Spider-Man Web Slingers ride.
Cool.
Her and Squirrel Girl is the two that I noticed. But, yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl.
It's fun to say.
They haven't announced a Squirrel Girl Mm-mm. movie yet.
But she's there if they want to.
She defeated Thanos in one of the comics, apparently.
What?
Squirrel Girl? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's fine. Ironheart, okay. We don't know anything about this.
Nope, except that it's coming in the fall.
But more Disney Plus shows
mm-hmm.
could be good.
Yep. And then let's get into...
And then our other fall release is a movie that we have talked about before, mm-hmm. heard about, but now we finally have a release date for.
Yep.
November 3rd, so slightly after Halloween.
Which I think is a mistake. I think it should have been the weekend before. But anyway.
Close enough. The Blade movie.
Yay! Very excited for this one.
I really, really liked the Wesley Snipes Blade.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them, even though they did get really cheesy. But this was, like, Blade came out when comic book movies were...
Not really.
They're not, yeah. Like, you had floundering X-Men and mm-hmm. Spider-Man. Anyway, so Blade made a success on its own terms, in its own way, and I'm excited to see what they can do with it.
Yeah.
Exploring the, like, you have your magic side that they've been doing. This is, like, supernatural, which is kind of, I don't know. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Mahershala Ali is an amazing actor.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this one.
And I'm going to see if they incorporate the character that we met in the Eternals that has the black blade thing, because he's kind of supernatural. And Moon Knight, they're all, in the comics, they're all kind of together
so it's
in
like,
that whole
what
supernatural
are they do with
genre.
It?
Yeah. I want lots of supernatural team-ups and stuff like that.
I think it'll be really fun.
Fighting vampires is always cool.
Well, yeah, and like you said, Mahershala Ali is just so talented.
Really cool.
I think this is going to be really fun. I'm very optimistic. And then this one I'm also really excited about. That's the next one, right?
Yeah. So this is like November kind of bridges winter or fall.
Yeah.
So that's the movie, and then the winter streaming show, because they gotta just cram full. Like, you're not allowed to turn off Disney Plus.
Apparently, basically, the
idea is. Winter 2023 and 2024, so it'll release in December and like kind of
right
go over into January.
Yeah, well, this is also interesting because I think I thought this would have been a good fall one, but I can understand they're kind of full in the fall.
A little bit full, yeah.
We had a title change.
We did have a title change. So the Agatha series that had been announced before as House of Harkness,
which was hilarious.
I like that title. It's now called the Coven of Chaos, which is mm-hmm. another alliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
They do like their alliteration.
They do. So now this, of course, leads more conjecture. Like, hold on. Coven. Now we've got a coven going on.
More witches.
Right. So this is kind of fun coming right after Blade, speaking of the supernatural and things like that.
Exactly.
So it'll be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about this because I love Agatha Harkness and, of course, coming up WandaVision. This one I'm super excited about.
Well, and
for.
Catherine Hans.
No, I mean, she's great. She's actually just, she's a delight even when she's evil.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the winter one. And then
we jump into spring 2024,
mm-hmm.
where we are going to have 4.5 months of once a week content because...
Oh, my goodness.
There's 18 episodes of Daredevil Born Again.
Yep. 18. We thought that was a typo. Nope. 18.
The live stream we were watching was like, 18 episodes? That must be a typo.
Nope.
They must have meant 8. But no, we watched a little clip of the actual press conference, and Kevin Feige was like, 18 episodes. Yes, that's right. 18.
And he said it very slowly, succinctly. Born Again, which is really cool.
It's
like,
a cool
the streamer
title.
Watched me out is like, there's a lot of meanings. It's like, Born
Again. Well,
yeah,
he's Catholic, mm-hmm. and like, the series die. Yeah.
See a Netflix.
He died in the series, and it's... Good title.
Yep. Very clever.
So yeah, 18 episodes of that. That's going to carry us all the way to summer and beyond.
Yep.
But then the big May release, because of course you got to have a May Marvel movie. It's not May if it's not Marvel.
Correct.
May 3rd, 2024, Captain America: New World Order.
Yep. This is exciting. Yeah. And Sam is coming.
Sam is
one of the OG Avengers we get back.
Yeah. He's changed his costume, but he was sort of OG.
Well, not OG, I guess. That's true. Yeah. And we do, of course, see Hulk and She-Hulk and stuff. So it's not like we haven't seen any in a long time. But
right.
Okay. We get New World Order.
Yeah. So he's going to be fully Captain America in this. I'm pretty sure we're going to see Bucky as well.
I would assume so.
Like, it would be kind of weird if you didn't. And that's going to be fascinating to see where they go with this one.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for him because he doesn't have super soldier serum. Like,
nope.
He's just a regular dude.
He's just a.
he's gonna need a lot of ibuprofen.
like a Natasha Romanoff.
Exactly.
Is doing.
Exactly. So yeah, I think this is cool. The title is very interesting.
Yeah, it makes me wonder.
We don't know who the villain is. We don't know what the plot is.
Nope.
It's gonna be big.
Yep. That isn't the end of Phase 5, though.
No. So then we have...
We think that might be the big one for Phase 5.
Well, no. Because in summer,
mm-hmm.
we're going to cap off Phase 5
mm-hmm.
with a big team-up movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't Avengers.
Nope.
It's the Thunderbolts.
Yes. Now, explain to me the Thunderbolts.
So, this has been long rumored that they were trying to make the Thunderbolts a thing for mm-hmm. a long time. It's named after Thunderbolt Ross, which was the general in the Incredible Hulk movie, and he was the guy that was like tracking down Black Widow in the Black Widow movie, and he's kind of like a gray area government bad-ish guy.
Right.
Does whatever he thinks is necessary to like keep the peace or something. But the Thunderbolts is a team that he puts together of kind of like anti-heroes. Kind of similar to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it like Marvel Suicide Squad, basically?
It's basically Marvel Suicide Squad. Generally, it has like, Abomination.
Yeah.
Thunderbolt Ross himself in the comics becomes Red Hulk.
Oh,
is part of the Thunderbolt team. Unfortunately, the actor who played General Ross, it passed away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
But we do have this other character who showed up. And, well, I guess she was... Did we see her for the first time at the end of Black Widow? Or was
no,
that
it was in the
Falcon
series.
And Winter Soldier?
Yeah, we saw her in Falcon and Winter Soldier first. She was supposed to show up in the Black Widow, but there's like a release time. Anyway,
right.
But yeah, Val is going to be heavily linked to this because she's been like kind of making all these
mm-hmm.
anti-heroes. the fake new Captain America that was in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, who's going to be secret agent...
Right.
Is going to be probably part of this.
Probably. We're also thinking Yelena.
Yelena is, like, definitely a big time, because mm-hmm. she's working closely with this Val person mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, it's going to be a team-up movie, but of, like, sort of villains.
Yeah, but, yeah. Question mark characters.
Question mark characters. Gray area characters.
I like gray area characters.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, because, I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that does sound good. It sounds like a good time,
like,
basically.
You might have, depending on how Black Panther goes, you might have a Namor in there. Like,
who
knows? Who
knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay, so Thunderbolts actually caps off Phase 5.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's probably nothing else to talk about now, hey? Wouldn't it be crazy if they did something like announce Phase 6?
Yeah, oh, Phase 5, yeah.
There's a lot in Phase 5.
There's a lot in Phase 5. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's do Phase 6.
I may as well.
They're like, what?
He's like, and that brings us to Phase 6. And everyone went,
what?
Yeah, so Phase 5 is, there's a lot in it, but it's like a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's basically a year.
One
long.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
So Phase 4 was dealing with like the aftermath of Thanos. And now we're into like the multiverse saga is kind
of so
on.
That... Phase 4, 5, and 6 are the multiverse mm-hmm. saga, like 1, 2, and 3 were the Infinity Saga.
Exactly. Okay. So now let's cap off the multiverse saga with Phase 6.
Yes.
Because Feige just kept talking.
Yeah. So there's a lot more. They have Phase 5 pretty well plotted out.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some room for some like smaller announcements.
Because
but
there were things that had been announced that weren't
Armor best. Wars.
Yeah, mostly Armor Wars.
Huh. Got a cough. Got a cough, yeah. Yeah, we're still not sure on Armor Wars. So hopefully they
We're thinking D23.
Say something at D23. Because, you know what? I like Don Cheadle. Bring him back. Anyway. So there's a lot of holes in Phase 6, but they announced the biggies.
Yep.
The beginning and the end.
So it starts with... What does the hee-hee mean, Braden?
Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Now, that's in May. I don't have the dates for this one. It's,
okay, Hall, November 8th, 2024.
Oh, so that, it doesn't even jump into 2025 yet.
No.
It starts at the end of 2024.
Yep.
So this is the only, we have 2024. They don't have any streaming or
Nope. They have announcements. The first big movie and the end.
And the middle.
Right.
But yes, Fantastic Four, we don't have any casting news.
Nope.
It's going to be the end of... So, a year and a half from now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's okay, they can't see you just shaking your head, blinking. That's what that pause was Brandon just shaking his head in, wonder.
A year and a half. Anyway, yes, Fantastic Four.
I have a planner where I put, all of our appointments and stuff. I'm going to have to start, plotting all of this out because it's so much.
Yeah. I am very... anxious for this movie. It needs to be good.
Brandon's mentioned before his absolute favorite growing up was the Fantastic Four, and all you want is a good Fantastic Four movie.
we were elder millennials, and the X-Men were super duper big. And I'm gonna read the Fantastic Four because I'm different.
Hipster.
And I don't know. The Fantastic Four are awesome, and it's got a cool family dynamic. Mm-hmm. 'Cause family's important.
Family.
But they're really integral to Marvel Comics, and I think for the MCU to be successful going forward, they need the Fantastic Four to do well.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful anyway. So yes, that is kicking off, and we don't really know anything about it.
We know zero about it. We don't know what the villain's going to be. We don't know who the Fantastic Four are going to be. We don't know the time period's going to be set. We don't know. They have said that it's not an origin story.
That's true. They have said that.
So, is it going to be multiversal? Is it time...
We know nothing.
Timey-wimey?
Be surprised if they let one little piece of information about it come out at D23.
There's some speculation that there might be casting announcements at D23 because, that's going to be a year away from it coming out. Exactly. So they should know the cast by now. They got to start shooting this thing. Come on.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure it's in pre-production. It's a year away. Well, a year and a couple months away. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Fantastic Four.
All 2 years away. It's November 2024, it's not 2023.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Two and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to give some information at D23. Maybe like a couple casting or the director or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll talk about it here. There's been some hints, and Kang is going to be the big bad of this phase, apparently. But there's especially linked to the Fantastic Four and another very, very important high-level Marvel villain, Doctor Doom.
Okay, tell me about Doctor Doom.
So, how can I explain Doctor Doom? He's basically if Lex Luthor and Darth Vader got together and had a baby.
Okay.
He's hyper-intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And is super strong and cool and awesome and evil and self-serving.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thanos was pretty straight up bad guy, right?
Yeah.
And Kang is would wipe the floor with Thanos. But Kang is this big bad now, right? Mm-hmm. How would Doctor Doom rank on that scale?
It depends on his iteration, but he's kind of like Batman. He's so smart that he can overcome anything.
Okay.
Is the thing. And he's also, hyper wealthy. He owns a country in the comics. Mm-hmm. And,
Because I'm
he's the evil Black Panther kind of thing.
Okay. So, I guess the question is Dr. Doom a character they can bring in to be, like, the villain for a movie? Or is he a character they can, like, return to?
He should be an overart, like, he constantly comes, like, big time.
So is he going to be a step down, then, from, like, Kang?
No.
Okay.
He should be Kang level, for sure. Okay. And, all like, right. What I want them to do is introduce Dr. Doom at the same time as Kang and have them, like,
play off each other.
Kind of play off each other. And, like, they're both villains, but they're, like, have their own schemes.
All
and,
right.
So, we're going to get there, so I'll talk about him later. But I want them to introduce...
Because I don't know, like, the comic backstory. I've kind of, like, you know, heard of these characters and things like that. So, I guess my question is, because overlapping and things, like, we've kind of met Kang. We know Kang is being set up. We know he's an Ant-Man and so on and so forth, and getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be the overarching big bad. That has been established.
Mm-hmm.
But is Dr. Doom, like, we can get hints of him and he starts showing up now and then he becomes the next big bad? Like,
maybe.
Is that something that's possible?
I want him to help them overthrow Kang and then just, like, step into the...
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Something along those lines.
Possible?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, that is November 2024. And then the next, so we got three movie announcements for Phase 6.
And a bunch of release windows for other stuff that they don't...
Just empty.
Yeah, just empty. Mm-hmm. But then that May 2025.
May 2nd, 2025, go to the theaters because Marvel Studios Avengers The Kang Dynasty.
So we're getting another Avengers movie.
We're getting
movie.
An Avengers movie.
We don't
movie.
Have Avengers, but we're getting an Avengers movie.
Which is interesting, right?
But yes, Kang Dynasty. So it... obviously very Kang focused.
Yep. Yeah, sure is. So I'm just gonna say, so the besides Fantastic Four, the two movies that were released is going to be, like,
announced,
yes, that were announced for release dates, are both Avengers movie, and it's going to be kind of like how it was Infinity War and Endgame, like they're gonna
kind of
work together. Yeah,
but they're releasing them within 6 months of each other, basically.
Yes.
Like, it's very tight.
Exactly.
Phase 6 is just a year long as well.
It's crazy. So the first one is Kang Dynasty, and like I said, that's May. In November is the second one, which is Secret Wars.
And, like, once they went through did Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet and stuff, the other major comic book arc that everyone, all the comic book nerds, really wanted to see was Secret Wars. They've done Secret Wars a couple times in the comics, and basically the gist of Secret Wars is that every hero ever gets together on Battle World and fights it out.
This is insane.
So, yeah, it's going to make the endgame battle look like just like
playgrounds. Yeah, that's insane.
I don't know how they're gonna.
We don't know what they're doing with it.
We know nothing. But anyway, so what I wanted to say is, now that we've talked about Secret Wars, the second big run of Secret Wars, the main villain in that was Dr. Doom. So,
okay,
like, he is that level.
Okay, all right.
He's the one that, like,
interesting,
brought everyone together on Battle World and was like, "Mwahaha, I am Dr. Right. Doom."
So maybe the Kang Dynasty is like him helping them overthrow Kang.
Maybe.
And Secret Wars, he's like,
So, and then that's the other thing, with Secret Wars being officially on the table, you can kill off anyone and bring them back in Secret Wars, because it's this interdimensional nexus point where you can bring anyone from anywhere, and
that's bizarre.
Yeah, so you could see Robbie Downey Jr. come back, or
like anyone is fair game.
Yeah,
there's except Uncle Ben.
Yeah, he's
or
always
Aunt May.
He's always dead.
But that's what you always say, right? Like,
yeah,
everyone's,
yeah,
no one stays dead except Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting.
So yeah,
does that mean I might get to see Natasha come back?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I don't know how they fit it into a movie and not have it just be goofy.
Right.
But it's going to be cool.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. This is very cool. I'm very excited. So, so you know how that we called last year the year of Marvel?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was adorable how we thought that was the year of Marvel.
It's just the age of Marvel. The age of Marvel lasts much longer than the age of Ultron.
That's true. That's true. Do we know what age means now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have, like, the next, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years is just...
It's plotted out.
And it's exciting. And like you said, there are holes. I'm excited to get more information.
And then the only other thing that was announced about Phase 6 is we do have a director for the Kang Dynasty
movie.
Oh,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I forget his name, but he's the director that directed Shang-Chi.
Yes.
And so that's exciting because Shang-Chi was awesome. So, yeah, he's gonna do Kang Dynasty.
I could definitely watch that again. Destin Daniel Cretton?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, that's really exciting. That's because I really like Shang-Chi. And, and the fact that they have a director announced. That's why I'm thinking I wouldn't be surprised if you got some information about, say, Fantastic Four or something like that. Because if you have a director on board for...
Well, yeah, I don't even think they have a director for Fantastic Four, so...
They might, they just haven't announced
yet.
Yeah,
they need... Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Get to work on that.
Okay, so I think it's time... This is a very long episode, but I really want to talk about the... Other than She-Hulk, so the next movie that's coming out, we're capping off Phase 4. The last thing they ended with was the trailer for Wakanda Forever.
And they brought all the cast out and everything.
Yep, and then they played the trailer. And they've now released the trailer.
So this is very emotional because the Black Panther movie was very important to a lot of people. Representation. It was very appropriate for Black culture and like...
Yeah.
Brought in a lot of themes that way.
And you also have this fact that Chadwick Boseman is amazing.
Yeah, and like Chadwick Boseman like absolutely embodied that role and like after it was filmed, he like did a lot of press for it.
And all the charitable stuff.
And all that and everything. And then of course, unbeknownst to everyone,
died.
He was battling this cancer that he had and passed away. So,
and he was so young.
Very young. And, like, yeah, it was kind of out of left field. But, so this movie has to deal with that somehow. Yeah. They didn't want to recast him, which, yeah, I guess. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. They were basically, I felt like they were stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do Black Panther without Black Panther. And... there's a lot of conjecture as to what they're going to do. So this trailer comes out, and I liked Black Panther, but this was not...
It was
like a good movie, but it didn't mean to me what it meant to other people.
Yeah, it didn't have the cultural meaning and all that
stuff
for us, because that's
that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But we still enjoyed it. And I'm bringing that up because I watched this trailer and this movie was not as important to me as it was going to be to other people, and I was crying. A trailer made me cry.
Yeah, it's an emotional trailer.
And like,
they have excellent music.
Yes, they make use of "No Woman, No Cry" as well as "Gonna Be All Right" or "Everything's Gonna Be All Right." Sorry, and it bleeds into each other perfectly. And there's almost no dialogue in this movie, except Angela Bassett.
In the trailer, yeah.
In the trailer for this movie. Except Angela Bassett just, like breaking your heart and killing it, and just, like, frickin'...
She's an awesome actress, and yeah, she's embodying motherly rage and...
As well as queenly-like.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we're getting Namor, which we talked about, and he, in the comics, he's... mutant as
he's
well.
He's the first mutant, apparently.
Chronologically, the first mutant, because he's like super old, like Atlanteans age,
right?
Slower. I don't know.
But we don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah,
the
we don't know.
Of course,
we don't know. It looks really good.
This looks intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this looks really intense. They are not shying away from Chadwick Boseman. Like, there's an image of him as the Panther.
We don't know how he died in the universe. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not sure how that's all going.
No, we see like a funeral celebration, a lot of his family and loved ones crying, or mourning. And then we see at the very end, we move from this like super emotional, like sad to this like action scene where we're having the Atlanteans.
And you see a lot of Atlantean action and like the Dor Milaje fighting them and Wakanda getting flooded.
Oh my, this is crazy.
All this crazy stuff. And
then at the very last scene, we see a new Panther. And there's a lot of speculation as to who it is, because you just see like the back, what, lower half, maybe?
You get a butt and you
legs
get,
and
an arm.
Yeah, the arm with the claws coming out. And the suit is black with some gold, so people are like, ooh.
It's Killmonger colors.
Exactly. But they're like, but Killmonger is like,
he's dead.
But does that actually mean anything? Some of the only dialogue in it is...
Again, Phase 4 has been dealing a lot with afterlife
exactly.
stuff. So who knows?
Like, in the comics, Shuri does become a Black Panther.
Yeah.
But there's a couple ones where I'm like, eh, partly the physique is not very Shuri.
She's very thin. Like
very, yeah.
And she does look quite a bit more muscular in like... the other shots of the trailer, but like I don't know.
And then so there's a lot of conjecture about her, the queen saying, "I've lost my entire family," and you're
Wait, hold on.
What? So you're like,
we think she goes missing at some point in this movie.
She might go on a thing,
Vision Quest.
Exactly. Plus, there's also politics involved with Disney and maybe not wanting to put the actress who plays Shuri at the center of a huge...
Well, there's that. Yes. Yes.
And then I have my wish. Well, first of all, I would not hate for a queen to step into that Black Panther role. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that, like, obviously they're not going to have her do it full time, but they should have her do it.
She should just do it. Like, that scene or something like that. I don't know. Or it might just be throwing something out. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
So there's a lot of questions about that, but it was a very emotional trailer.
And it's got to be a big deal because it's capping off a whole phase.
I know. Which makes me wonder if they're going to like keep like some of those characters around for other things, and like Namor might, like you said, might show up. And
yeah, I'm hoping they don't just kill off Namor. He's actually a fairly interesting character from what I've read.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I like that we have the Atlanteans now. That can be a whole thing. And there's also seems to be questions of, like, government interference and, like, taking, well...
Well, yes. Bilbo is back.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Freeman's...
Yeah, we got one little image of him.
CIA character is back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll see how the government plays into all this, because there's going to be two warring, super powerful factions.
Yep.
And then you got the government... going, what, wait, what, no,
yeah, maybe we want some of your resources.
Exactly.
That's so, what it seemed to look like to me in the trailer. I don't know, but it's very intense, and highly recommend watching it. The trailer,
good trailer, like one of the best MCU trailers that I've seen.
It's high on my list for one of the best trailers I've ever seen, period. So yeah, it's coming out in November, and we just got our first look at it now, so
there'll be another trailer here
month or two.
Couple months, yeah.
They don't spend too much.
Yeah, they don't have to break the bank on marketing.
Yeah.
Thor: Love and Thunder had terrible marketing and terrible reviews, and still made like 150 million opening weekend. So they don't
care. Whatever it is.
Slap that Marvel logo on it, and people will come see it.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be an emotional one. And exciting. So, anything else to add for all? Like, I know this has been a long episode, but so much news. Anything to add for any of this?
I can't wait to see what they were holding back for D23.
Right? That's what I keep saying.
That's all I can say.
Funny, because all of this was coming out, and you and I were like, oh, well, look at the updates later and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, you're on Twitter, you're like, we need to watch some stuff now.
Yeah, the Twitter feed was quite full, and I was like, no, I need to. Yeah. Notably absent was any mention of mutants or X-Men. So that's one candidate for stuff that they were holding for D23.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see them putting, you know, mutants now officially being in canon for the MCU, and then not touching it for the next two phases. That doesn't make any sense.
Wait 4 years to do anything with that? No, I don't think
so. No, I think we're going to see something.
Yeah.
Okay. We're I think we're caught up for now on news. Oof.
Oof.
Oof, there was a lot.
That was a good doubleheader.
Yeah, good job. So I think that brings us to the end of our episode, and double episode for the week. Thanks again, El Mule, who's responsible for the theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, as well as a link to all of our social media. We are on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. That is at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you, especially on Apple Podcasts, and it is not too late to send us any questions you have for an upcoming Q&A episode we have later this month.
What is cheese?
That is not going to be one of the questions. Also, Forky's awesome. So, next episode, we're going to shorten her and go back to some information for you. We have a recurring Disneyland lands. And we are going to be talking about Fantasyland. We're almost done the original land.
That's my favorite land.
It's one of mine, so shut up.
Yeah, Fantasyland's fun.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
What is cheese?